It seems Turkey's prime minister has been eavesdropped on, though it's not clear by whom. Recordings keep surfacing that purport to be private cell phone conversations between Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his inner circle. It's all part of a corruption probe the prime minister says is an attempt to bring down his government. Dalia Mortada reports from Istanbul.
Short of J.K. Rowling, one would have a really hard time making this up.
We do not speak his name.
The political situation now in Turkey is like something straight out of Harry Potter, an elusive dark force running a parallel state from afar.
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Voldemort? Don't use that name.
But the he who must not be named here is self-exiled Islamic cleric Fethullah Gülen.
Şimdi de okyanus ötesinden...
On the other side of the ocean, a preacher put together a montage, Erdogan yelled to a crowd of ardent supporters.
Hey, hoca! Hey, hoca! Eğer bir yanlışın yoksa...
Hey, preacher, Erdogan calls out, again, not speaking Gülen's name. If you've done no wrong, come back to your homeland. And what has this Dark Lord been up to? Now, stick with me. Since late January, someone, Erdogan blames Gülen, has been posting audio recordings on YouTube of phone calls between people said to be Erdogan and his inner circle. They sound like this supposed conversation between the prime minister and his son, Bilal.
Hi, Daddy. I'm calling to tell you, we mostly took care of it.
By saying mostly, did you fully dissolve it?
We have not completely dissolved it yet, Daddy.
The translation is courtesy of an English language daily with ties to the Gülen movement. In this recording, the two men are talking about moving huge sums of cash out of their homes. The purported calls would link Erdogan to a corruption scandal that's been plaguing Turkey's ruling party since December.
We still have 30 million euros that we couldn't yet dissolve. Barat thought of something, though. There was an additional $25 million Ahmet Çalık should receive. And with the remaining money, we could buy a flat from Sherazar, he says.
Do not talk like this on the phone.
Okay, then we will sort it as such.
Okay, do it.
Erdogan says the calls are fake, and he's vowed to take on whoever's responsible to court. More recordings continue to pop up online. Erdogan and his supporters charge that people affiliated with Gülen are trying to bring down his government. Whatever the truth, the scenarios are grim. Either a secret investigation has uncovered an unbelievably corrupt and reckless prime minister, or someone is making this all up, faking the phone calls. The graft probe is affecting all aspects of Turkish society. Since it began, Erdogan's government has purged the police force and passed controversial laws giving themselves more power, including a law that allows the government to block websites without a court order. And this week, a law went into effect giving the government more control over judges. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.